Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Passengers who signed up for a dream 3-year round-the-world cruise have found themselves stuck in Belfast for the last 3 months after their voyage was beset by delays. Now, the ship Villa V Residences Odyssey arrived at Queen's Island in Belfast to be outfitted before it was scheduled to leave on the 30th of May for a 3-year cruise. But the ship still hasn't left Belfast. We're now almost into September, and they've literally been stranded in Belfast. I'm going to talk to a number of the passengers, although they've yet to be passengers, to find out how they're coping this last few months in Belfast. Holly Hennessy joins me on the line. And Holly, firstly, you're from one of the most one of the sunniest places in the world, and that, of course, is Florida. And you've spent the last 3 months hanging around a city that wouldn't be known for its particularly nice weather, Belfast, with your cat. You there, Holly?
That's right, Adrian.
Oh, sorry. There we are.
Thank you for having me. That's absolutely correct. And if there has been one challenge for me, it is the weather. Make no bones about that. But I also took it as a personal endurance test. And now that the leaves are actually starting to turn here, I survived an entire very wet Belfast summer.
Right. And that is an achievement in itself, it has to be said. So you are traveling, although you haven't done an awful lot of traveling. You're still in Belfast with your cat. Tell me your cat's name.
He is Captain, and
of
he will come
he
on this cruise with me.
Very
yeah,
good.
Villa V is a residential ship, and people will actually be living aboard this ship. We have a community, and the owners believe that communities have pets. And on this ship, they are allowing a good number of kitties. So part of the reason I was stuck in Belfast is because I play by the rules. And you have to fly into Dublin. The UK doesn't allow you to fly with pets in cabin. So I flew into Dublin. I hired a wonderful pet taxi to bring me from Dublin to Belfast. And technically, the paperwork was good for only one entry into the EU. And since I had technically left the EU coming to Belfast, I didn't want to take a chance.
Right. Okay. So yourself and your cat, Captain, have been in Belfast. So tell me what you've been told. So this particular vessel was basically in Belfast for some work to be done to it. It was expected to fly through the work that was to be done on the ship. But 3 months later, there are still problems with the ship's rudders and gearbox. What have you been told about why it is taking so inordinately long to fix this ship?
Well, we have been updated at a minimum of 2 times a week. And I used to live aboard my own 53-foot boat. I owned her for 17 years. When they said that the inspecting agencies required our rudder stocks to be replaced, which were planned for the next dry dock 2.5 years from now in Singapore, but they said, no, we want them done now, I audibly said on that call, oh, no, because that same repair on my little vessel took 16 weeks. The gearbox one, they've mentioned it, but I don't know the particulars. I happen to intimately know rudder stocks, and I wish I didn't. But it's the certifying agencies. Our ship, which is now the Odyssey, is the former Braemar, which was a Fred Olsen Cruise Lines cruise ship that was retired during COVID. She was maintained with a minimal staff, and we purchased her. So when she came to Harland & Wolff for her retrofits, the inspecting agencies decided that because it was a new company, that the vessel needed to be certified as new instead of recertified. So that's what's taking so long. Most of us are intrepid world travelers. We get that travel isn't always predictable, and most of us have made the best of it. I've found Belfast to be home almost for 3 months. As I said, the temperature was, I can't believe you guys consider this summer, but
it wasn't a particularly good one this year. Now, I have to say, it's been very, very disappointing for all of us. But let me ask you then, what I'm interested in is the fact that you're allowed on the ship during the day, but you're not allowed to sleep aboard the ship at night. Why is that?
That's right. Well, it's the certifying agencies and the corresponding insurance. And we're just so delighted to be able to spend days aboard that, you know, if we have to go back to where we're staying at night, so be it. Right now, we just want to play by every possible rule so we can get going and start living aboard the ship in earnest.
Okay. Now, just in terms of when you will actually get out of Belfast, have you any indication as to when you will finally set sail on this world voyage?
Well, if you would look at Captain's Facebook page, Captain the Cruising Kitty, you would see that there were a number of times that Captain wrote that we thought we were leaving the next week. So I've given up trying to predict.
Right.
We're getting closer every day, but I'll believe it when I see it kind of person. And I've stopped putting money on the exact date we're going to go.
Okay,
you have such a bookmaking industry over here. Maybe that's something they should start. Make a book on when the Odyssey will finally leave Belfast.
It's just one of those stories that really has gripped the nation. Stay with me for a moment, Holly. I want to go to Angela. And Angela, yourself and your partner, Stephen, are from Nicaragua, and you're enjoying Ireland so much that you might apply for residency. Oh, sorry, she's gone again. She's gone again. Her line keeps dropping. I'm joined on the line also by Johan and Lynette, also passengers on this vessel. But you've actually not stayed in Belfast, Johan and Lynette. You're actually in Sweden at the moment.
Yeah, we're in Sweden right now. I figured I was so close, I had to go visit my parents in Sweden, where I'm originally from.
Very good. So. Okay. So how have you coped with the fact that the vessel you're meant to be traveling on hasn't actually left Belfast? How have you been entertaining yourself?
Well, we've made the most of it. We've traveled quite a bit around Europe, waiting for this ship to sail. So we've actually had a good time, and Villa V has been really great with us, covering our hotels and meals, etc., while we've been traveling. So we don't feel like we're stuck anywhere. We've had a good time. Obviously, we signed up for a cruise, but it's a startup, so we knew there could be some hiccups. Maybe not 3 months worth, but yeah, we're all right.
So tell me the places that you have traveled around Europe. So the ship has been in Belfast since May, but you have made the most of it. Give me an idea of the sorts of places you visited.
Well, first of all, in the beginning, when the first delay started, Villa V sent a bunch of us to the Norwegian fjords on the P&O cruise for a week. Then we came back and there were some more delays again, and they sent a huge group of us, several groups actually, to the Canary Islands and the Costa del Sol south of Spain. And we were there for about 2 weeks. And then we ventured out on our own and flew to Italy, Milan, and spent a few days there. Went to Croatia, visited coastal cities for about 2 weeks, got really hot. So we went up to the Alps, to Slovenia, and then we flew back to Belfast, thinking we were going to sail, and we got stuck again a little bit.
Still not. Okay. Have you been given any indication as to when you might finally set sail? And what will happen to the itinerary, the voyage itinerary?
Well, when it comes to thinking of when it will sail, they're doing some sea trials, and me too. I don't know if I can predict anything. We're hoping it'll set sail sometime late next week, maybe, but we don't know. We don't know. And what I understand is they're going to go to both Bremerhaven and Amsterdam for different reasons, and then they're going to continue down south France a bit, down to Portugal, way out to the Azores, hit Bermuda, and to go Bahamas, and then continue on from there. That's what I understood. But
that's the theory anyway.
That's the theory.
I'll tell you what I find absolutely admirable with all of you is if I go to an airport and my flight's delayed by an hour or two, I'm in a bad mood. You're stranded, essentially, in Belfast, and you're all as happy as Larry.
Well, I guess we're all world travelers, and we've dealt with kind of hiccups and delays before, and we know how to make the most of the situation we're in. We can't just lay down and cry. I'd rather go have a beer and a laugh and go to Kelly's in Belfast and listen to some music and have fun. So
all right.
That's the kind of people we are.
Making the most of it. Very good. Now, I think we have Angela on the line. Angela, yourself and Stephen are from Nicaragua, but you're enjoying the island of Ireland so much that you may apply for residency.
Yes, we feel like we've been here so long that it might be time to submit that application.
So tell me, how you've have you stayed in Ireland for the whole period?
We haven't, and I think, as Johan said, we're all just travelers and adventurers at heart. So after the first delay, we jumped on a cruise, because that's what we do. We're cruisers. We came back a second time, and after the next delay, we went on another cruise and then came back a third time. And this time we're like, you know what, maybe we should just stay put for a while and enjoy what Belfast has to offer.
So how has Belfast been treating you? You're obviously enjoying the experience.
Absolutely. My husband loves to say that he loves the Irish humor and banter. We feel like all the taxi drivers and Uber drivers know us now. Becoming part of the family with the locals.
And again, what fascinates me about your being in Belfast at the moment is, as I mentioned already, you're allowed on the ship during the daytime, so you can use the facilities on the ship, but then you're all staying in various hotels at nighttime.
Yep, that's correct. We stayed at the AC Marriott for a long time, and then now we're at the Maldron, and which is a different part, so now we can explore the different parts of town. So, yeah, but enjoying all the restaurants and pubs and hotels and ship during the daytime.
Very good. And have you traveled around much more of Ireland, or have you just stayed pretty much in Belfast?
No, we've done several day trips. We did the Giant's Causeway one day. We went out to a place called Glenshane Farms and experienced some sheep herding. Of course, we've done Bushmills. Have to check that out when you're here. Mm-hmm. We've been definitely going around. And of course, in Dublin, we did the Guinness Experience and checked out the portal to New York. We've kind of done all the touristy things.
Very good, very good. And enjoying the experience. And hopefully, as we were hearing from Johan a moment ago, you may finally set sail on your world voyage, hopefully maybe at the end of next week.
Yes, the hope is that sea trials are right around the corner. We actually watched them put some gas in the ship today. So we're thinking sea trials are right around the corner, and then we would set sail a few days after that. Fingers crossed.
Now, I've been on a cruise. I love the cruise experience. I don't know if I'd be able for a 3-year cruise, though. Are you doing full 3 years?
Probably longer. We did purchase our cabin, so we're allowed to keep it for years beyond the three. The 3.5 number that you often hear is the time it will take to circumnavigate the world, and then we'll kind of start over again and maybe add new ports in as we go. But we're cruisers at heart. We're originally from Florida before we moved to Nicaragua, and that's what we've always done for vacations. We'd love to cruise. The simplicity of packing a bag, getting on board, and letting them take us around, you know, waking up in a new country every day or every few days is, it's just an easy mode to travel, and we love it.
And there was me thinking my 7-day cruise was exorbitant. Look, it's been an experience, and as you said, you're all very seasoned travelers. I want to just finally go back to Holly, and Holly has been in Belfast with her cat, Captain. We can follow Captain's adventures, Holly. Tell us where.
Well, he has a Facebook page that he writes. It's called Captain the Cruising Kitty.
And he,
and yes, you can follow him.
And he updates, and when you set sail, will he be updating people on his journey?
He absolutely will be.
And just one final question. When you finally get to your cabin and you finally set sail, has Captain got his own bed, his own quarters?
His job is to sleep with me.
Very good. Well, look, I hope...
And he's well paid for it.
And he's well paid for it. Okay. I hope all of you manage to set sail sooner rather than later. Holly and Angela and Stephen, Johan and Lynette, and all of the passengers planning to set sail from Belfast. It's a fascinating story. It really is. And maybe they will get to set sail next week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.